Let your arms relax completely and just hang by your sides. Shoulders relaxed, neck relaxed, abdomen relaxed. Your weight should be evenly distributed, neither more in the left nor more in the right. Feet are flat on the ground. Listen to each foot. See if there's more weight on the outside edge, the inside edge, the toe, or the heel. Try to relax the feet and let the weight spread evenly throughout. Relax the toes. Head is held up as if suspended from above by a string. For most of us, this means a slight dipping of the chin in order to elongate the cervical vertebrae. Pause. Don't let the chin get strong. Just let the head float on the neck. It says in the classics that a light and lively energy sits at the top of the head. Sit down into your stance as if you're sitting in a chair made up of your legs. Let the upper body relax. Listen for a sense of the weight sinking through the legs into the ground. Take that sense of sinking and follow it down by bending both knees while dropping all the weight into the right foot. As you sit down, the arms bend slightly. Let the left heel come up off the ground. The weight is now entirely on the right. Step the left foot, shoulder width to the left, heel on a line with the right heel, toe facing directly north. Put the foot down, let it relax onto the ground, but do not shift any weight into it yet. Now, staying low, shift all the weight into the left. As you do this, the body naturally turns slightly toward the right. When all the weight is in the left, lift the ball of the right foot slightly and turn the body to face north. As the body turns, the right foot pivots on the heel so that the feet are now parallel, toes on a line, shoulder width, facing north. Equalize the weight, straighten the legs. Don't forget to breathe.